part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the PMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York and Los Angeles tonight. The phone number is already wide open at 888-340-3373. We've got some very interesting things to talk about tonight. Thank you for making the choice to be with us. Is Jackie yelling at the phones already? She's screaming at the... Because I heard her answer the phone. Like, I never hear her answer the phone. Baldwin McCullough live. Glad you're with us. Is that Steven? Did Steven... Okay, let's put him into the mix here, because I want to hear this story. This is a funny story. Are we trying to use the printer? Guys, we're doing the radio show. Can we stop doing other business while we do the radio show? Okay, I was just... It's R2-D2-ing me in the background. I hear it. Steven, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Now, see, I had this feeling that... There was just something that was going to happen tonight that was going to keep you from getting on the air with us on time. And so I called you like an hour ahead of time, and I said, or I texted you, and I said, hey, are you doing the show? And you were like, duh, yeah. And then Ivan tested with you, and we had the phone line clear, and everything was sounding great. Why are you calling on the phone line now? What happened?
Well, I think, obviously, since you've confessed to having that weird feeling, I think you put some kind of a creepy mojo on me.
I was like, normally we talk long before the show about topics and stuff, and then, we've been shooting video here at the headquarters all day, and I got to about 7 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm like, I haven't heard from Steven. I have no idea if he has a topic that he wants to talk about tonight. So I sent your text, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get right back to you. And then we had you piped in here, and then now you're not there. So what happened to your microphone?
Well, we have the extremely advanced technology that allows either yourself or myself in our travels to get piped into the big show.
Through our laptop.
That's correct.
Through our laptop that probably can't run off battery power for the whole week.
Correct. So as I plugged into the trusted Ivan Quinones, I was operating off the battery power and then went to look for my charger. But, I can love and trust and hope in the Holy Spirit each and every day completely, but that ain't going to run my laptop.
Well, I don't know, Stephen. I mean, if you just had a little more faith, I think it might actually work out that way. So, you name it, claim it types. You think, well, I just zap God's power down and it just lights up my battery. That and buys me a Ferrari all at the same time.
Yeah, so, that's me, buddy. Name it, claim it type.
There you go. Yeah. Which explains why the Ferrari's parked in your driveway, too, now, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, for people that are listening, there's no Ferrari in Steven's driveway.
No.
If he could have named and claimed a Ferrari, he probably would have a long time ago. But he's not able to, and there's not one there. So he doesn't have that power.
And even when extreme media... gets to that level of success, Ferraris are no longer part of the agenda.
Are they too Italian for you? Is that the problem? You got something against Italian people?
No. Are you kidding me? Although I think their food is better than their cars, but that's just me.
Wah, 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 wah. Well, anyway, Saturday night, welcome to everybody. We got some interesting things to talk about, and Steven swears he's going to have a charger for his laptop so he can actually, you know, join us.
I am at the Beverly Center in Los Angeles right now, in the car talking with you. Well, young Miss Haley is running to the Apple store.
Yeah, it's probably her fault that the charger's missing anyway. But I'll just leave that off to the side. Or maybe I didn't. I don't know. But did she have your laptop?
It is sold 3 million people, but, you know.
Well, did you have to go to the Apple store, or could you just go to Best Buy? Because Best Buy sells Apple stuff right down the street.
Well, where I stay in Los Angeles is right around the corner from the
shopping mall. Well, if there is a good Apple store, then hit the Apple store.
So, yeah, that was the quickest route.
Yeah, okay.
And, of course, you know, you have to understand, Kevin, it's all as a result of my living in the fear of being your partner.
Well, how's that? How's that work?
You know how they say, like, fear of the Lord is wisdom?
What is fear of KMC?
Fear in KMC is, we can't say wisdom because that would be the same thing. So we'll just say, better for your well-being.
Come on, fess up. I'm not that mean.
I don't know. Look at Ivan and look at Jackie.
He went dead quiet there. Did you notice that? Just like nothing came out of his mouth at that point. Well, okay.
Look at Ivan and look at Jackie and say that again.
I don't think Ivan thinks. Do you think I'm mean?
You're to the point.
Ivan says I'm to the point, but I'm not mean. Jackie, do you think I'm mean? Am I mean to you?
Sometimes you're
She's laughing, Stephen.
Sometimes you're mean.
Sometimes I'm mean? To you? Is it because you're Puerto Rican? Oh, okay. Because you invoked that today in the video shot, and I was like, what'd I do to Puerto Ricans? And we have a Dominican sitting right next to you, and then maybe that's what you got a grudge about. You got a Dominicano and a Puerto Rican in the same room. They don't want to be here together. I don't know. Anyway, enough of this silliness. We got some interesting things to talk about. Stephen, you said in the pre-show meeting that we had... That was good. That was the funniest thing I said all week. You said that you're noticing when you go places that people are not plugging into the Olympics this year.
Well, you know, kind of, sort of. I'm walking around. I've been in five cities in the last 2 weeks, and I'm not feeling the Olympic zeal. I'm not feeling everybody, like, all excited.
And that's based on the fact that nobody has talked to you about the Olympics.
Well, yeah, you know, usually, growing up as a kid in the 70s and 80s, and through, you know, there's always, like, a real excitement around this time of the year. And it seems to me like, you know, I don't know what the ratings are on television, but, you know, it just seems to me like it's just a big yawn. It just seems to me because... And I'm guessing it's got to be the economy. Everybody's so bummed out here in America that they're kind of like, yeah, Olympics, Schmimpics, whatever, who cares?
Now, you really think that, or has somebody told you that, or what?
That's completely my observation. I don't think, because everybody's in such a bummed out mood, I don't think that the normal excitement of the Olympics is in the air.
Huh. I wonder if that's true. 888-340-3373. From where you sit tonight, listening to Stephen make up excuses about why he's not on his microphone in his car somewhere in Southern California, and from Gavin McCullough in New York, dutifully sitting at the studio microphone with Ivan and Jackie in tow. Wherever you may be coming to us from, do you agree with Stephen's premise that, number one, the Olympics are kind of this year? And if so, why? Why do you think that if that's the case, if that's what you perceive? See, I've kind of sensed the exact opposite, Stephen, and I'm not sure. Maybe I live in a bubble, then maybe you live in reality, or maybe you live in a bubble and I live in reality. I'd like to know which of us is which. But I feel like that because they're in London, that there has been a lot more hype about them this year than, like, even in Beijing 4 years ago. I felt like that people were, you know, talking about going to London and doing the London thing. And there's even one of the local Christian radio stations in New York is running a "We'll send you to London" contest this last week for one of their listeners. So I don't know. Maybe one of us lives in a bubble. But taking Stephen's question to heart. Do you think there is a political or an economic reason as to why the Olympics are not, from Stephen's perception, as exciting this year? What do you think? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stephen's in his car. I'm in New York. It's Baldwin McCullough live. No matter where we are, all that's important is that you know we're with you every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, and online at baldwinmccullough.com. Don't go away.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Good day, Peter Cranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is July 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1670.76, $835.38 for a half ounce, and $417.69 for a quarter ounce. $1670.76, $835.38, and $417.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough. Pardon me. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough in the studio. Stephen en route, supposedly with a charger for his computer. And I don't know. We'll be lucky to get him on by the second hour. We'll see.
you're such a...
Oh, you're still here. I didn't realize you were still here.
I was trying to talk about you behind your back,
but you weren't cooperating.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I do?
You do it all the time.
How would you know?
Because my people let me know.
Okay. Very good. So we're talking about, and he's en route with the charger to get his microphone turned on. But until then, he's on the phone with us. And we started out, I just was curious because Stephen had said he didn't think that the Olympics were as big of a deal this time. And I think, from my own perspective, that being in London has made them a little bit of a bigger deal than normal. So what do you think where you're sitting? Now, last night they had their big opening ceremonies, and it was pretty much a big communist manifesto celebration. No, they had, I don't know if you, did you see the opening ceremony, Stephen?
Yeah, I watched it. I thought that was terrific.
You thought it was terrific that they were paying homage to socialized medicine?
No, not that part.
Do you actually think about the questions I ask you before you answer, or do you just start talking?
Yes and no, because most of the time I don't understand the questions.
Okay. Now, last night they did. Did you see that part where they brought out the hospital beds with all the doctors and nurses, and like the
yeah.
beds individually lit up with lights, and they did. They spelled out words and initials. There was one that was NHS, and it stood for National Health System. And the guy that's in charge of the opening ceremonies this year, he's what's his name? Jackie, look that up real quick. But he's pretty well known. But he choreographed the whole thing, and he wanted to do a tribute to the National Health System services in England, and it was very weird because. I don't know why that would be highlighted in a nation's celebration of their welcoming the world to their shores for the Olympics. There were other things they did, like they paid homage to William Shakespeare, for example. Kenneth Branagh came out and he recited a monologue from The Tempest. And it was very moving. It was very, you know, powerful. And William Shakespeare, you know, longtime Londoner, he had a history there. That you understand. But to applaud or to make a focus of something like socialized medicine, I kind of felt like it was just a spit in the face of anything Western or anything American or anything, not huge government in terms of its statement. Now, maybe I'm completely confused and maybe that's not what it was about. If you saw it, would love your take on that. But this is one of those things where when I was watching the opening ceremonies, I was genuinely confused because I thought this was supposed to be about stuff that related to excellence and trying your best and that sort of thing. And instead we get this tribute, this lengthy 10 or 12 minute tribute to the socialized health system of England and what it was all like. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And then there was one other creepy thing they did last night, Stephen, that bothered me a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see when they released the villains of English literature, the big blow-up version of the villains? Like, of all the things you could highlight with kids, you know, dancing on their beds, they have Voldemort from Harry Potter coming out shooting sparks at the kids, but, like, not just a normal size, like he's, like, 500 feet tall kind of version. And then they had like the Mary Queen of Scots and they had like Captain Hook and they were freaky. And I was thinking, poor kids, they got to sit there and do this routine around these monsters, these villains. It was just very odd to me. But I didn't get into the Beijing opening ceremonies either. I thought there was things there that were very unusual. So, anyway, just some reflections on the opening ceremonies as they happened last night. But Stephen has actually said he doesn't think that there's as much energy or enthusiasm behind the Olympics this year. And I'm curious if his perspective is correct or if mine is that there's slightly more than normal because of it being in London, kind of a Western city, if you will. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts? Did you notice? It greatly offended some conservative politicians, both in the U.S. and in Europe, that they did this national socialized medicine tribute in the opening ceremonies. 888-340-3373. So what were your thoughts? You said you saw the opening ceremonies. What were your thoughts, Mr. Baldwin?
Well, first of all, I wasn't surprised with what you just mentioned when they kind of show what they show that they feel is British or English or this and that, and, you know. Because I don't think it's, and I am English. I'm actually mostly English. But I didn't find any of that to be too surprising. I think it's kind of ho-hum.
Yeah, they said that the royal family was bored.
Okay, so there you go.
The queen was sitting up in her box going... no, but they didn't seem to... I mean, they didn't say they seemed pleased or displeased. They just said they seemed bored with the whole thing.
But at the same time... I kind of found the production to be kind of blah. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's hard to do something in a stadium with that many people and have things go right. I mean, so I guess for the fact that they didn't have, you know, a ton of things break or whatever is kind of significant, but... Anyway, is there enthusiasm in the United States population this go-around for our Olympic team? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Danny Boyle is the name of the guy that was in charge of the opening ceremonies. And he made kind of a statement, I don't know if it was on Twitter or something else, not long after, explaining why he decided to pay tribute. It's because he believes in socialized medicine and so forth. But it was his decision to do all of this.
Isn't he a big-time Hollywood director?
If it's the same guy, I would assume so.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night, 888-340-3373. Are you jazzed about the Olympics? Are you more patriotic this year? Do you think that it's, riveting? Are you watching it? Evidently, America disagreed with Stephen last night, and I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
NET.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, Kevin McCullough in New York, Stephen on the road, as he has been the last few weeks, but he joins us tonight from Los Angeles, and I believe he has his microphone connected now. Is that correct, Stephen?
I believe so, Mr. McCullough.
You're sounding quite good there. Thank you for joining us wherever you find yourself on this Saturday evening. And the question of the Olympics that Stephen has put out there is there a lull in American culture for it this year? Maybe we could say yes because no one has called yet. 888-340-3373. But I wanted to bring something to your attention. Maybe, Stephen, you're right. Maybe the economy has bothered everyone to a great degree because there is an economic bomb that's about to go off. On August the 20th, Greece is going to run out of money. And right now, it doesn't look like anybody's going to come to their aid. And if that happens and they default, there's $800 billion, that's $800 billion with a B, in U.S. monetary assets that may just disappear, vanish into thin air. And if that happens, every 401k, every IRA, every retirement plan, and just about every penny some people have worked hard to save over the course of their career could go with it. So who do you call and where do you turn to find trusted information about that coming economic bomb that's about to explode? Well, the people that we trust at Baldwin McCullough is Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. He's a trusted name. He is America's financial doctor, literally, has his Ph.D. in economics. And he's produced this compelling, moving, truth-telling documentary titled The Fuse Is Lit. And he's so concerned about your economic safety that he's willing to send you a copy of this documentary at no cost to you. Here's how you get it. You can go to KirkElliottPhD.com. That's two L's, two T's, KirkElliottPhD.com. Or you can call 866-211-8986, 866-211-8986. Or if you've got a smartphone, you can just text the word FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938. Text FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938, and you'll be able to request the documentary The Fuse Is Lit, produced by Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., America's Financial Doctor. Again, 866-211-8986. That's a toll-free call, 866-211-8986. Or for your smartphone users, FUSE, F-U-S-E, FUSE, to 33938 and get your own copy at no cost. 33938, text the word FUSE. So thanks to Kirk for also sponsoring the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast here on Saturday nights. And as it turns out, Mr. Baldwin, you were in fact correct. Danny Boyle directed Slumdog Millionaire. You said it was a big-time Hollywood producer. Slumdog Millionaire was the film of note. He has his headphones off? That's good. I'm glad he has his headphones off.
No, I'm right here, babe.
Well, you weren't talking.
Well, Ivan, you told me to turn my video off. Thank goodness you didn't, because you wouldn't have seen that I did. I hit the mute button once again. But I will never do that again. But, hey, Kevo, yeah, Danny Boyle, I'm not sure which. We should ask Jackie. Was either the producer or the director. I think he was
director
the director
of Slumdog. He directed Slumdog. That's what I just said.
Right.
Right.
And that means he's an Academy Award winner. Was it Best Picture or Best Director? I think it was Best Picture.
Yeah, I think it was Best Picture. So, yeah, and he had an axe to grind, and he put it on display in the opening ceremonies. So, there you
go. Weird.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The question Stephen has posed is there a lack of interest in the Olympics this year? Now, Stephen, you and I talked about this ahead of time, and you said you've been 5 cities in 4 days or 4,000 cities in 3 days or something like that, and you said no one has been talking about the Olympics at all to you. You haven't heard it discussed, et cetera, et cetera. But last night, the Nielsens recorded a 40 share. A 40 share. You know, the highest-ranked episode of American Idol, I think, was a 17 share. Super Bowls are usually somewhere in the 25 to 27 share range. And those are huge events that have massive audience. A 40 share for the opening ceremonies? I think somebody's interested in it.
Well, that's relevant to what I'm talking about, brother. I'm not saying people aren't watching. I'm saying in my recollection and in my memory of all things America and Olympics, I remember you know you'd be somewhere and you'd be at the coffee shop or the diner or the gas station or
Okay.
And people
finish
are,
that thought when we come back. We're up against that hard break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. He's in Los Angeles. I'm in New York. Stay with us.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Stream Media.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York and Los Angeles tonight. 888-340-3373. Steven is in L.A.
That's me, buddy.
And you were in Detroit. And you were in Miami. And
yeah.
You were in New York in between those two. And then you were back in L.A. And you just nobody is talking about the Olympics where you've been.
Yeah, I don't feel that same excitement, and I if you ask me, I just think there's this kind of creepy, kind of zombie-like voidness that people are walking around with because they're so bummed out, and I'm sitting here saying, come on, what's, you know, America, what's your deal? Don't just tune in. Don't just get on the couch and be, you know, a potato and, you know, eat your Doritos and whatever. We gotta keep the vibe, man. We gotta keep the show the love.
Well, I think Jackie has the same question I have. Is it wrong if people aren't into the Olympics?
Yes.
Why?
It's horrible.
Why?
Because it's un-American to not be in the Olympics, into the Olympics.
That's weird.
It's un-American, but you can't ask Jackie. I mean, come on.
Well, I was sitting here thinking the exact same thing, and then she typed it on the screen. Why is it morally bad if people aren't into the Olympics? Look, the idea that they're competing to be best in the world, I guess, is still somewhat fascinating. But at the end of the day, you've got basically professional athletes that have pursued these things their entire lives.
Right.
Most of whom are not good moral not good role models for our kids. The Olympic Committee saw to it that something like every Olympic athlete this year would be guaranteed 15 condoms in their welcome kit. For 17 days. I mean, if people are like, it just doesn't ring my bell. I don't. It's not like it was when I was a child and the truly amateur team of the 1980, Lake Placid American hockey team beat the Soviets that were basically all, professionals. It's not like that anymore. We're pros. Everybody's pros. I saw LeBron James in the opening ceremonies last night. I'm going, is this really special? He's LeBron James. And, okay, like, I was at a place today having lunch with three other businessmen. Over our shoulder was the live coverage, and the USA women's basketball team just defeated Croatia or somebody, and they beat them by 30 points. And one of the guys said to me across the table, said, "Where's the fun in that?" It's like I don't know if the Olympics themselves are as much fun as they used to be, and like. I don't know if beating people up over not being into it is helping the cause or hurting the cause. At the end of the day, I kind of think it's the Olympics' responsibility to draw me into it, not for me to automatically just be there, showing up ready to go.
I disagree.
Okay. Why?
I completely disagree. Well, because these people, these Olympians, like your public officials, are representing you.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe.
But
what you
but
just,
mostly
what
they
you,
just represent
you just said,
themselves.
Wait. You just said something very powerful. It's the Olympics' job to draw me in. I mean, if that's not a zombie-like media statement, I don't know what is.
Why should I have an obligation to watch the Olympics?
I didn't say that. I said.
Why should I have a moral responsibility to watch the Olympics?
Everybody should be obliged to be supporting these athletes that are representing our nation.
Yay, USA. Hope you win a lot of medals. I got a busy life. I'm supposed to tune in and watch whether or not they win?
Well, it would be nice.
Michael Phelps, came in fourth in his first race. Like, this is a... Yeah, and he's our best shot at winning, a lot of medals this year.
Were you praying for him, Kevin?
Oh, now it's
See?
A spiritual thing?
See?
Now I'm
See?
Not truly a spiritual or holy person because I don't care about the Olympics?
See? If you'd have prayed maybe once.
I don't know.
Maybe you had a shot.
I don't know what kind of people have the time to sit around and watch the Olympics. And furthermore, I don't know what kind of people have the time to sit around and gripe about other people not watching the Olympics. But for people that do, I think they need to do more with their life.
Well, I just think that she's bummed out because of the economy. And for that, we don't have the same chutzpah that we should about our Olympic athletes. And that's just wrong.
Well, and see, I will confess, since the original Dream Team, and with that I mean Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, that group, it's been hard for me to get into USA basketball since then because that was, I think, the greatest team ever assembled on the basketball floor. And so all of these, other wannabe dream teams, like this one this year, they'll probably win the gold, but I don't think that they're at nearly the same level as what they were back in the day. But even before that, the Lake Placid hockey team, great story, amateurs beating professionals. Nobody gave him a shot. That was a true great. That's probably the greatest American sports moment in history. But I will tell you, there are people in my house that set the clock every 4 years. In fact, I did a bad last week. A week ago, I should have taken the lovely bride out for her birthday, but I was out of town. I was actually at First Steps to Success with Danny Johnson down in Dallas. And when I got back, I said, sweetie, I'm going to take you to wherever you want to go eat. And she picked out a nice restaurant. We went last night. But she told me on the way into the city, I DVR'd the opening ceremonies. I will be watching the opening ceremonies. I think that the women are into Olympics more than men are, at least in the watching of the coverage of it. And I think that has to do with the gymnastics and the track and field and some of that stuff. I think there's more of I think they get into that more than I do.
Well, maybe it's because women are just
more patriotic.
More patriotic.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's the way it is. You know what I would like to think of as patriotic is our president. Now he wasn't able to show any support to our athletes last night in London. Mr. Romney was there, but coming right back.
A lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Project. Dot com.
Baldwin McCullough live. Kevin McCullough in New York. He's Stevie B in L.A.
Yo.
And I'm thoroughly convinced, Stephen, that you are absolutely right. Because not one person has shared an opinion on the Olympics. So, moving on. This last week, because of the Aurora shooting, I think the Obama administration was kind of hoping that there would be no one paying attention any longer to the president's You didn't build that remark. In fact, Ivan, I think we have the actual comment. Let's hear that.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
All right, so this was the first speech that the Obama campaign had made the decision to not use a teleprompter on in the 2012 campaign cycle. And this was made a few days before the Aurora shooting. And I'm pretty sure that everybody in the White House was hoping, oh, well, Aurora, you know, that took place. Maybe that will suck out the oxygen of the room and nobody will be talking about this. But as Aurora began to subside in the headlines, this came right back to the fore. And there's several things that we could talk about in the next hour that I'd like to touch on as it relates to this. But Stephen, you've been traveling a lot. You may have been a little bit behind the story initially, but now that you've heard the comment, what is your reaction to hearing the president say in context that full minute of commentary that he gave in that campaign stop?
Well, obviously, he's trying to sell to the American public. I believe his number one kind of brainwashing process right now is, you know, the rich people are rich, and they got to do more to help the people who don't have the opportunity to get rich. That's the brainwashing, in my opinion, that's going on here. So with that in mind, it is not surprising.
But what's your reaction to his comment? Are you offended? Does it not bother you? Do you sleep well at night knowing that your commander-in-chief thinks this way? I mean, how did it affect you to hear those words come out of his mouth?
It completely offends me, no question.
Okay. We'll find out why. We're 10 seconds from break. Hour number two, Baldwin McCullough on the way, so don't go away. Online, you can listen live, Baldwin McCullough Live.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Like